You are led through this lifetime by the inner learning creature, the playful spiritual being that is your real self. Don't turn away from possible futures before you're certain you don't have anything to learn from them. You're always free to change your mind and to choose a different future or a different past. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. These words from Richard Bach in his book Illusions are very positive and very dynamic. They say a great deal. You are led through your lifetime by the inner learning creature, the playful spiritual being that is your real self. Don't turn away from possible futures because you're certain you don't have anything to learn from them. You're always free to change your mind and choose a different future or a different past. In giving lectures and seminars around the world, I run into a lot of people who say, "Oh, I know that stuff. I know that stuff. I know everything that you teach. I've been in unity and religious science and science of mind, and I've been in Christian science, and I've been in all the different churches and organizations. I heard that stuff. I know that stuff." I say, "Super. Whose presentation did you like the best? Which program turned you on?" "Well, yours." "Well, then, if my program turns you on, follow it. If some other program turns you on, follow it. Follow whatever your heart guides you to do, because that's where you're going to make your greatest strides on your spiritual awareness. You're led through your lifetime by the inner learning creature, the playful spiritual being that is your real self. Now, that playful spiritual being, whenever you start getting serious, it starts saying, "Okay, time to make some problems here. This guy just does not understand what it means to be himself and have fun. So, if he doesn't like himself, we're going to let him have those other things that come when you don't like yourself, like cancer, like colds, like sicknesses and flus, like poverty and all that sort of stuff. I can't even think of the names of them. But that's what we'll let you have. That's what the playful inner self tells you, because it knows it's a big joke. But you take it for real. Oh, my goodness. No food to eat till you die? Just terrible. Yeah, no education because you don't have a school? Gee, that's terrible. You know, I got a letter from one of our students, brand new student in Nigeria. And he said, when he was a youngster, his father died, and he had to sort of raise himself. And his mother had lots of kids to take care of, and so she didn't have too much to give to him to help him on his path. But he says, "I am somebody, I like me." And he went out to prove that he liked himself. He got himself a job and put himself through school. He took every correspondence school that he could think about to help himself. And he became excellent at it, by his own words. And he loved it. Then he found aeronautical training was not something he was going to be able to experience very closely, although he loved it. And so he changed to automotive. And that was something he'd do. But then, after being excellent in all these things, he changed again. He changed. He had been in management and business management all along, but he changed to furniture design, woodworking, and he became an excellent woodworker. And so the company that he worked for was doing very well. They had a number of outlets, and he decided, "Okay, I'm ready to start out on my own. And so he started out on his own with nothing but his own good looks and his own self-confidence, his own feeling that I can do it. And within 1 year, he opened up 3 branch stores. I mean, it's an amazing fellow. And in Nigeria, where money is not necessarily known as the most popular thing around, it is not to be found everywhere. And so he had a very select audience who would buy his product. Well, he liked himself. And he went on and on. And he got married, as the tradition of Nigeria allows. He had a wife at the age of 25, and it was given to him by arrangements, and it was not a marriage of love, it was just a marriage of the responsibility of a young man. So then later, with the condition of Nigeria that allows multiple marriages, he got married again, this time for love. And this time he produced all sorts of children. And he's really an outstanding character. He's making himself a lot of work. You got to take care of two wives. You got to take care of all these children that you're manufacturing. And you don't want to have them live in poverty. You want to have them live in riches. And so he's doing that. Well, he found us. He found us teaching, I am God, God I am. And it said, wow, you know, this is my thing. And so he came along on our seminars throughout Nigeria, and he was always there to promote us. He had been in Unity and Religious Science and all the other wonderful organizations that reach out to people, but he found something about us that was really touching him. And he says, I choose to dedicate my life 100% to this philosophy, to sharing it wherever I can. And he thinks, wow, what an amazing fellow. Because in everything he does, he's a success. So you can be sure he'll be a success in this. Well, I was late at a meeting. I mentioned it before. We were at one meeting, and then our chauffeur got a flat tire. Then we went to another meeting, and our chauffeur got another flat tire. And these all delayed us from arriving at the third meeting. Well, the third meeting was supposed to be held at 3 o'clock, I believe. And we got there at about 5, maybe 6. And when we got there, the room was packed with people, and they were still there. And we said to ourselves, my goodness, why are these people just sitting here? Well, then we found out that our new student, O.K., was standing there speaking to them, telling them all about the University of Healing and the Church of God Unlimited. I didn't know he knew that much about it because he was brand new, but he got the spirit, and they loved him. And then I got up to talk, and I continued what he had been starting there. And I had no idea what he'd said, but I knew it was good. And so I just went right on, and afterwards he says, yeah, that's what I told him. That's what I told him. That's what I said to him. And I said, okay, you're a miracle boy. Really wonderful. So, you see, you're led through your lifetime by the inner learning creature, the playful spiritual being that is your real self. Follow it. Follow it. Don't deny it. Don't say, oh, I could never be a space engineer. Of course you can, as long as you think you can't. But I have no education. I have no this. Hey, if you don't want to do it, just don't do it. Don't say you can't be, because you haven't even tried. So, you want to go and be a ballet dancer? Oh, come on now, you know. I can't tell my left foot from my right. How could I be a ballet dancer? Well, in ballet dancing, you don't tell your feet left to the right. You dance to the music, and your body just moves in the right direction when you are listening to the music and you're inspired by it. Okay, don't turn away from possible futures before you're certain you don't have anything to learn from them. Now, our friend O.K., he went into many fields, and he learned very well. He put himself 100% in each field that he went into, and he rose to the top. He was given raises. He was given good positions. He was made manager over several stores and things like that. Amazing fellow. And he didn't have a driver's license. And so he applied for a driver's license, and they told him he had to take a course. So he took the course. And he passed top of the class and got his driver's license. And then because he had it, now he could be a lead man in the company, going around checking out all the other companies to make sure they were doing right. Well, his points just went up more and more with everything he did. Then finally, when he started his own business, here he was. All that background information, his being a manager of these other stores, even though it was a different field, his being a salesman par excellence, and working with selling all these other products, now he just applied it to his new field that he had learned how to do. And the doors just open wide. But don't turn away from possible futures before you're certain you don't have anything to learn from them. We do that all too often. We say, I don't really want to practice meditation. What good does it do? I'm still sick. I'm still sick. I'm still sick. Well, hey, have at it. I see you as sick as can be. That's your choice. You name it, you claim it. Now you tell me, I'm home perfect. I'm with you 100%. I don't care what game you want to play. I'm with you 100%. You are the one who makes the choice. You are the one who makes the choice. I don't care. In my heart, in my world, in my life, you're whole and perfect. If you want to choose to be that in your life, hey, how does that fit in here? You're free to change your mind and choose a different future or a different past. You're free to change your mind and choose a different future or a different past. How about that? Here we've been experiencing illness, and we want to experience health. So Ellen says, I'm home perfect. Ellen, that's an old cliche that has gone out with the mud. Why are you still pumping away at the mud hole saying I'm home perfect? And you know what she's going to tell you? You know what Ellen's going to tell you? She knows in that mud hole are a bunch of diamonds, and she's going to get them out. And she knows that schlussing is how you get the gold out of the ground and how you get the diamonds out of the diamond mines. You blast away and then you bring them out. She knows that. Now, we don't know that because we haven't been fooling around with mud holes. We haven't been fooling around these things.
Only in jewel holes, eh?
Oh, yes, in jewel holes, right. And so that's what Ellen finds, and that's what we can find too. Now, in the past, you have said the mud hole was a dirty old hole, and you just got dirty. And then, all of a sudden, you found copper. Mm-hmm. You found gold. You found diamonds. In the past, you thought it was just a dirty old mud hole. And if you had continued thinking it was a dirty old mud hole that didn't produce anything, it would have been that way for all of your life. But somebody else would have come along with a vision, with a desire in their heart, with something that turned them on. And they would find the diamonds that you were too blind to see. Just like the story about acres of diamonds. He put them up on his mantle. He didn't even know they were diamonds. He thought they were just pretty rocks. And we are like that sometimes. We don't know what magnificence is because we don't have it first within us. And once we find out that that magnificence exists, we say, I knew there was something special about it, but I didn't know what it was. Well, investigate. Listen to your inner self, and it's good. We can choose a different future or a different past. We can go back in our memory and say, each little step we made, however good or bad it was, led us to where we are now, giving us strength, giving us courage and power to be who we are. So, it's a wonderful thing when you can recognize you're always free to change your mind and choose a different future or a different past. And I love that a different past thing. Because so many times we're holed up on the past. Everybody's got to tell you about their operation, tell you about their problem, tell you about their mistakes. And I say, tell me about your solutions. And I'm your man. And that's the way it goes. You are led through your lifetime by the inner learning creature, that playful spiritual being that is your true self. But don't turn away from possible futures before you're certain you don't have something to learn from them. You're always free to change your mind and choose a different future or a different past. Kind of exciting, isn't it?
Amen.
I love you, I love you, I love you.